Welcome back to another edition of Salt City FC, the podcast about soccer up and down the Wasatch Front, from the high school game to the pro game. And we're going to stop in the college game with the only Division I men's soccer program on the Wasatch Front. We used to be able to say in the state of Utah, but Utah Tech kind of ruined that a little bit. But this is a special day. It's the groundbreaking of UCCU Stadium at Clyfield on the campus of Utah Valley University. And I'm here right now with a really special guest. RSL fans know him really well, a club legend, longtime legend, state of Utah legend, Provo River fly fishing legend as well, and the head coach of Utah Valley University men's soccer, Kyle Beckerman, to join me on the day that UVU is officially breaking ground on UCCU Stadium, a state-of-the-art 3,000-seat stadium with a heavy price tag. Here at the state's largest public university. Kyle, thanks for joining me so much. Real quick, how big is this day, man?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it, and I've been a part of two other stadiums being built in Colorado and here in Utah, and it really has a very similar feeling, which is incredible, thinking, you know, we're in collegiate sports here. So it really has it's going to have a major impact on this valley, on the state. Obviously millions of people are going to drive by, that some from here, some from out of state, that are going to notice, you know, our Real Salt Lake Stadium up the street, and then come a little bit further down and see this another beautiful stadium. It's just going to really show what Utah's about and how our commitment to soccer is here in the state.
You use that word commitment, and that's where I wanted to go, because the resources invested, we should give a shout out to Utah Community Credit Union and whatnot here, and the university being willing to resource this university. What does that kind of a commitment in building a place like this mean to a program like yours as you try to build the best collegiate men's soccer program in the state, in the region, and compete even nationally like you guys have been?
Yeah, I mean, President Tumanis here has been so supportive of all of the student athletes, the students in general, and the soccer programs, and that's huge. And you know, today we get to enjoy and celebrate this day, but a lot of hard work from our athletic director Jared Sumption, and all that they've really put in, and that's a commitment to us and to our student athletes and to the community here. I think this offers another place for some families to come out and enjoy something outside. And whether that's enjoying the soccer game and you're super involved and into soccer, it's great. Or you just want to be in a place where everything is peaceful and you get a great place to be outside and enjoy nature here. It's just a really amazing feeling to be part of this, and I'm glad that we have the support. And obviously, without UCCU and the support of our president and our athletic director, this wouldn't be possible. So, this is going to be here, and something that a lot of students, athletes, are going to get to experience, enjoy. It's going to help us, our coaching staff, go after the best players we can, and keep kids from Utah to stay here and play in this beautiful stadium. So, all in all, it's just a lot of positives that are going around, and it's not just soccer. It's also in for the whole community.
You touched on it a little bit right there, but is having a facility like this, how does it help you in terms of recruiting and attracting talent? Because we know that the college soccer game is changing rapidly with the academy system and the path to pro and that kind of thing, but how does having a facility like this kind of help you sort of sell your program a little bit more, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky to have the Wasatch Front in the back here. So when, you know, recruits see our games, they see the beauty right away. And if we can throw and build a beautiful stadium to go along with these mountains, it's just going to, you know, it's an extra bonus for these kids. And we want it to be a place where if you're in an academy, you feel like you can come here and keep that professional environment going. If you're not in an academy, this is a place that you can come and feel a professional that you might have missed by not being in the academy. So it just opens up a lot of doors. I think it's going to get a lot of eyes on it, on the university, not just soccer, but also people now noticing about our university here. So it's going to broaden our range throughout, hopefully nationwide, but for sure in the region, and we're looking to capitalize on it.
Last question, and I'll get you out of here on this. Thanks for joining me, Kyle Beckerman, former RSL legend, current head coach of Utah Valley Men's Soccer. I'll get out with a quote from one of my all-time favorite movies, Spider-Man, because I'm a nerd like that. Okay. That they say, Uncle Ben used to say, with great power comes great responsibility, right? Is there a little bit of a responsibility with a facility like this and kind of this investiture, the investment that the university is putting in your program for you to go out to recruit more, to build more, to train more, to do what you can to kind of sully that investment or to kind of buoy that investment, I guess?
I mean, we always are going to put the pressure on ourselves to try and put the best product out on the field for our fans to watch. But the most important thing is we want to provide an environment for these student athletes to grow in soccer, but to grow as a person and to experience a really good environment when they come to practice every day, when they come to their games, when their families come to watch them. And we're just here. It just gives us an extra added bonus to help these kids to become, you know, successful when they do leave here, whether that's in soccer or not.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it. I'm joined now here on the historic day at, I guess we got to start calling it UCCU Stadium at Clyde Field, with Utah Valley women's soccer coach Chris LeMay. Chris, thanks so much for joining me for a couple of minutes on a big day, not only for this community, we heard a little bit about that during the groundbreaking ceremony, but for this program, the men's and the women's soccer program at UVU. Just what does this stadium and kind of this level of investment in the program mean for you guys to kind of have that backing from the university, I guess, for this gorgeous new stadium that's officially, I mean, the cranes are out. It's under construction. The shovels are in the ground.
When I first took this job, it was explained very clearly that the university had high expectations and was ambitious to get results. And the fact that they matched their ambition with their investment is what really drew me to this opportunity. And the fact that, you know, the athletic department, our president, the community, our partners in the UCCU have all, you know, they've come to the table to invest in our student athletes. And what an awesome day this is, and what an opportunity it's going to be to continue to attract, you know, some of the best opponents to come play at our new stadium. And also, you know, just in a recruiting standpoint, anybody that wants to play in one of the best stadiums in the country should be considering Utah Valley.
For sure. Well, and the talent that you brought here, back-to-back WAC regular season titles out of your program, winning championships. You need a new trophy case because you're winning so many championships right now. But does it motivate you to maybe push a little bit more, kind of seeing that level from the university and the community sort of step up, giving you guys what you have as you go out recruiting, as you go out coaching, just off-season training with some of the girls? Is it a little bit more motivating to go, hey, we need to step up our game now too, and kind of match what the school and the community is giving us as well?
I mean, I think it'd be a disservice to the program and to the university to create any glass ceiling. So we want to compete on the national stage. We want to be in the NCAA tournament, you know, year in and year out. And you know, I think there's probably a lot of programs across the country that, you know, their goal is to get there. Our goal is not to get there. Our goal is to get there and then win games and make deep runs. And we don't think that anything is impossible.
For sure. Last question, and I'll get you out of here on this, because how do you kind of use a moment like this, a stadium like this, and kind of facilities like this when you're you know, recruiting prospects, pitching players, telling them this is already a great program to go to, but now adding kind of this on top of that, is that part of the pitch now, I assume?
Well, I mean, obviously we're a mid-major and we're competing against power fours for players. But, you know, one of the things that sometimes, you know, in the recruiting battles that the power fours had that we didn't was a facility like this. And now that, you know, we get to battle against them with potentially an even better facility. Yeah. I mean, there's nobody in the country that, you know, we're going to say, oh, that player's out of our league. I mean, we think that we can provide as good of an experience as any other program, you know, in the U.S.
Head Coach Chris LeMay, Utah Valley Women's Soccer. Thanks for joining me, man.
Thank you.
Joined now by Utah Valley Athletic Director Jared Sumption on a pretty historic day for his university, and one that's a long time coming. We've been talking about the groundbreaking of UCCU Stadium. Clyde Field at UCCU Stadium, I think, is how you introduced it earlier during the ceremony. So maybe we got to keep both of those names, you know, the past and the future in some ways. But let's just start right there with kind of your emotions getting to this day, because you guys announced this moment a little while ago. to finally get shovels in the ground, construction on site, building.
It will be one of the finest collegiate soccer stadiums in the entire country that's actually on a university campus. And we modeled this in a way to not just host both of our soccer teams, but some local high school events, and we're working with a semi-pro team right now to community, and that's why we endeavored to build this. The beauty of all this is UCCU was generous enough to see the vision that I have for community, and to get us to a place where we can build something that is absolutely remarkable in the collegiate landscape, where most people are not. And yet we see it as a commitment to this community, because Utah alone per capita is the highest youth soccer playing state in the future of soccer in the state of Utah.
You mentioned how big soccer is in the state of Utah, in this Utah Valley community. Is this also a sign of how big the game is at this university, a university which for a while, I mean, the baseball program's done big things. Basketball is obviously coming along and becoming a bit of a flagship, but soccer, especially in that fall season, is at a school that doesn't have college football. It does feel like you guys have really kind of thrown soccer as not just a sport, but kind of a the sport, capital T, capital H, capital E sport, and always on this campus. Is this sign, this investment in this new stadium, just kind of a sign of how much this university values that game?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the world's number one sport, right? And so we look at this as an investment into our student population. When they come to school, I mean, I get asked the football question every single week, almost every day. And we have football, the world's number one sport.
Who needs college football when you have college football?
Yeah, amen. So we look at it. Our students come back from the summer, and this is a place where they can gather. It's a place where they can get together and have that student life aspect here at UVU. And the beauty of all this is our teams have been so good. I mean, we've only been at this for 10 years. Literally, we've had 10 years of NCAA automatic qualifying berths in the WAC. And other than that, you know, the future has come really quickly. We're already creating history, and we're in this place where we're doing things like, especially our women's soccer program. I mean, They've been to the big dance. They've won a match in the big dance, and it's one of those things where people, whenever I travel across the country, they're like, "I didn't know about Utah Valley University until." It's really fun to do something like building one of the most beautiful soccer stadiums in the entire country, and have other athletic directors across the country call. We want to do that, but how are you doing it? And so, you know, it's fun to be a part of a progressive university that cares about the community, and to work with partners like in helping us get to this place.
I love that. I love that, because it kind of shows that soccer is just a big selling point of this university and the investment and everything in this. So let's kind of walk me through a little bit this investment. It was a and we should give a big shout out to UCCU, Utah Community Credit Union, $20 million plus investment to build all of this. It's going to be about a 3,000 seat stadium when all is said and done, with state of the art press box, luxury seating, locker rooms. Just walk me through kind of some of the big aspects of these plans that are going up right now a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the stadium portion is going to be obviously the focal point. It'll essentially be the front porch to this entire university. And so it's going to be beautiful. It has to be. And within it, you know, we have 8 VIP boxes that are, we've already sold half of them, and we just barely put a shovel in the ground. And the state-of-the-art locker rooms, team rooms. We're going to have a training room. And then, you know, 390 chair-back seats. And then we're going to have kind of like plaza areas with like coverings. And that's just kind of the stadium portion, which is awesome, and everybody will see that. But one of the things that I'm most excited about is the concessions, team shop, and the restroom area, which over here, it's been this little tiny shack for a number of years. We've had thousands of fans here, and that's been the number one complaint. Where can I buy a t-shirt? Why is the restroom line so long? Where can I get concessions? Now we're going to actually have that for the entire stadium. Yeah. And there's actually going to be a smaller concessions area in the stadium portion too. So it's going to have everything that's needed for a state-of-the-art, top-tier NCAA Division I athletic program.
For sure. You touched on this a little bit, and I wouldn't be doing my due diligence if I didn't follow up on it. But it's more, and Brent talked about this a little bit, when he talked about this being not just for the university, but also for the community. And you guys have plans to make this an event space for the community. Can you just kind of elaborate a little bit on maybe what you mean? Does that mean potentially like high school tournament games here, maybe local semi-pro games, that kind of thing? Or
Yeah, absolutely. We've already been in touch with the High School Association and obviously support a lot that they do here in the UCCU Center. They're interested in using this space for multiple sports. We are pretty protective of the field itself. We have one of the best pitches in the entire country, and we're good friends with the RSL folks that do the grounds there. And we're trying to keep this as pristine as possible for our soccer programs. But we will have community events. There's a semi-pro team that we've been talking with and negotiating with that we're excited to possibly have this be their home. One of the cool things about that is we would have players play on their men's team and possibly their women's team down the road. So it'd be a collegiate athletic experience in the summer prior to our season, which for everybody that knows soccer, which everybody's listening to this, you all know how important that is to keep our players fit before they come in the fall for our season. So we've talked about concerts and other things out here. It's really going to be a place that we can gather, but more than anything, it's a place for our fans to come and cheer on these student athletes who work so hard to be Division I athletes.
Last question, Dr. Jared Sumption, UVU Athletic Director, on this historic day at UCCU Stadium for the official stadium groundbreaking. I'd be totally remiss if we didn't get out of here with a big shout out to UCCU. They called it not just an investment, but a partnership with this university. Just how big has their support been for making this day happen, but a lot of days kind of similar to this happen?
Yeah, at a VIP luncheon earlier, I called it an eternal marriage between UCCU and UVU. This will be a multiple decade-long partnership with our UCCU Center and UCCU Stadium. They've invested in us because they see the vision of Utah Valley University. They know that we're going to be approaching 50,000 students here in the coming years, and they're investing in those people that they serve within their bank. I think it's like within the credit union, I think they have about 250 members. Most of those members will end up going to college here at UVU. So, you know, it's a wise investment on their part. One thing that's not overlooked is the fact that there's about 60 million cars that drive past this stadium every year. So impression rates are real.
Right.
And that was a great selling point.
Billboard, yeah.
Yeah. And we're actually putting a billboard on the back of it too, which is going to be even better. Yeah. A literal billboard. They're great partners. They're great friends. I mean, really, I spoke about this in the groundbreaking that we refer to them as family. They're a part of our family. They're a part of the fabric of this university, and a part of everything we're trying to do here, which is create something special.
For sure. UVU Athletic Director Jared Sumption here at the groundbreaking of UCCU Stadium. Thanks for joining me, and go get back to work.
You got it. Thanks, Sean.